Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM, now providing a new mobile site, FarmerView, for up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Good morning. You're listening to WILL AM 580. And now with the pre-opening market report, here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Chris. And good Wednesday morning, everyone. The Commerce Department today says that U.S. retail sales jumped in February, driven largely by higher gasoline prices and stronger auto sales. Retail and food service sales increased 1.1% to a seasonally adjusted $421.40 billion, marking the fourth straight monthly gain and biggest rise since September. Spending surged at gasoline stations by 5%. Meanwhile, the Labor Department says today that surging fuel costs caused the largest gain in import prices in 6 months. Overall prices of imported goods climbed 1.1% last month from January. It was the biggest rise since a 1.2% increase in August of last year. The rise last month was due solely to a 4.9% increase in fuel costs. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of just over 114,000 metric tons of sorghum for delivery to unknown destinations during the 2012-13 marketing year. The 2012-13 marketing year for sorghum began on September 1st. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is at 14,425. It's down almost 25 points. The NASDAQ at 3,234 is down 8.25. And the S&P 500 is 1549, and it is down almost 3 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
A couple of fast-moving weather disturbances will pass through the Midwest over these next several days that will likely help to maintain status quo on the moisture volume in the soil right now. We're not expecting either one of these disturbances, though, to produce a huge increase in moisture, except possibly with the event that will likely impact the upper portions of the Midwest towards the end of the weekend. That system could produce some hefty amounts of snowfall across parts of Minnesota and neighboring areas of Wisconsin, and we might also see some snow significance in a portion of Iowa at that point in time. I think the system is a little bit too intense, but this is very similar to that Alberta Clipper that we ran into about a week and a half or so ago that produced some significant snow accumulations across a part of the upper Midwest, and we may see something very similar to that occur again here, where 3 to 8 inch accumulations will be possible, and maybe something even greater, getting upwards to around 10 inches possibly if this low pressure system develops as significantly as what some of the model data has suggested today. So amounts over a foot certainly cannot be ruled out, but I think we'll wait on making an official forecast like that until we see how the models sort this thing out over the next 2 days. The system, though, will bring moisture into the upper parts of the Midwest, including the upper Mississippi River Basin and a small part of the Red River Valley of the north as well. These areas will likely see moisture totals perhaps running from a couple tenths of an inch up to 6 or 7 tenths of an inch. And if the storm is as well developed as what one of the model runs suggested this morning, we could see moisture totals as high as 8 or 9 tenths of an inch in a couple spots. But again, I think that the system will end up being weaker when it actually comes to fruition. And we'll watch it, though, real closely. Again, this is an event that occurs late in the weekend and early next week. In the meantime, the disturbance that precedes it will likely be a rather wimpy event. First of all, we do have some light snowfall in the eastern Midwest here today that will likely come and go as snow showers without any real meaningful accumulative snowfall expected. It'll be very chilly across a fair amount of the Midwest today, by the way. And we'll likely see that next little disturbance coming across the region from Minnesota down into Illinois and Indiana. This will likely occur as we move from tomorrow evening into Friday morning. And that system will likely produce a light amount of snowfall. Actually, some of that precipitation will be already underway tomorrow morning in the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt. That system will be fairly wimpy, though. We get a little better system to evolve as we move into Thursday night into Friday morning. That system will produce 2 to 5 inch accumulations across a part of North Dakota and into portions of Minnesota and Wisconsin. And then that will, of course, be followed by a surface high pressure system for a couple of days. And then we get involved with that potential bigger storm system for early next week, which I really think will end up being a weaker system. All right, the temperature outlook across a big part of the Midwest is going to be cool here for today and tomorrow. Afternoon highs this afternoon will be confined to the 20s and 30s across the Northwest, the 30s and lower 40s in the rest of the region. Afternoon temperatures on Thursday will be warmer in the southwestern part of the region. In fact, we'll see highs getting up into the 60s in parts of Kansas and Missouri, while we'll see 30s in the Great Lakes region and the upper Mississippi River Basin. As we move on into Friday afternoon, it's going to get hot in the southern U.S. plains. Temperatures will be in the 80s from southern Kansas down into Texas. 70s will work their way into the southwest Corn Belt, including western portions of Missouri and into eastern Kansas. And we'll likely see the rest of the region warming from 30s across the Great Lakes region to the 50s in the Ohio River Valley. The warmth will go away, though it's not going to advance much deeper into the Midwest as we move on into the late weekend, early part of next week because of these disturbances I mentioned previously. We'll look for low temperatures at night to be often in the 20s and 30s. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's look at how futures are trading electronically at the moment. In Kansas City, May wheat, 735 and a quarter unchanged. July, 739 and three quarters up a quarter. May wheat in Chicago, 702 and three quarters, down three quarters. July, 702 and a half, down one and a quarter. March corn, 740 down one. May, 711 and three quarters, down two and a half. December, 555 down two and a quarter. March soybeans, 1479 down 10 and three quarters. May, 1455 down 13 and three quarters. November, 1269 and three quarters up a quarter. March soybean meal, 431 down 540. May, 431.70 down 450. March soybean oil, 49.54 down 29. May, 49.74 down 24, now down 27. April live cattle, 129.05 up 35. March feeders, 139.25 up 45. And April lean hogs, 81.70, and they are up 25 cents. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you.
Noted that sorghum sale this morning?
Yeah, I think that's pretty interesting. You know, a lot of times when commodity prices get high, substitutes become more of a factor. And I would say that we export quite a bit of sorghum, especially to Mexico.
Yeah, and this one went to unknown destinations, which always makes you believe China.
Yeah, it's possible, but I would say, like I say, Mexico tends to be our biggest buyer, and you know, with something that size and consequence, that was kind of the way we penciled it in. But you never know.
Another piece of interesting market analysis to chew on is that we've gone inverted in wheat, and I can't remember the last time this time of year we've done that.
It's probably been a few years at least. I think realistically, one of the things that we've been watching is the substitution of wheat for corn. I think the USDA, we talked about earlier, does not really have a category to list how much consumption of wheat might be going into the ethanol grind. But one of the things we've heard is several plants have been bidding for wheat, and that they can probably increase or bump up their usage as far as 10% in a creep feed mix for an ethanol blend.
Well, now there's no incentive to store it.
No, there definitely is not incentive to store it. And I also think watching the new crop ratings, we have seen some precipitation in some of the drier areas, which may be helping their conditions a little bit. But I would say in the longer term, in the next couple, 3 weeks, wheat conditions from the USDA or NASS are going to be real important to watch, too.
March contracts go off the board tomorrow. What are your anticipations?
There's basically, we lost about 1,500 contracts of corn yesterday. There's still 1,890 left. That's the one we're watching. Obviously, the beans don't seem to be too worried about it. Wheat is a mixed bag.
I guess the question is, what direction does May go? Does it meet March or does it not?
I think ultimately it probably will, but we're going to have to watch the basis. The basis is the one that's been doing a lot of the heavy lifting in some areas, so that's the point we're watching most closely.
What do you make of the fact that the dollar index continues to seem to rise?
You know, I think the economic numbers, there's a lot of people that think the U.S. economy is the strongest place in the world. We've really done some work as far as, you know, in improving things. And if we're the safe haven, I think that that's good for the dollar. And people are looking at us as a leader.
Thank you much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace, March corn, 740 down 1, May, 712 and a quarter down 2, July, 693 and a half down a quarter, and December at 555 and a half down 1 and 3 quarters. March soybeans, 1479 down 10 and 3 quarters. May, 1455 down 13 and a quarter, now down 14. November at 1270 and a quarter is up 3 quarters. March soybean meal, 431.90 down 450. May, 431.40 down 480. March soybean oil, 49.54 down 29. And May at 49.69 is down 29. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.